Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, good afternoon, Thursday. We are almost to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us on this Thursday afternoon. You know, I've been to a lot of concerts in my career. I can't imagine what is coming to New Orleans and what is going to happen here. Rockin' 1000. It's the biggest rock band on the planet. Coming to the Caesars Superdome in January, a time when we're just getting past New Year's. Big celebration here, Sugar Bowl, all of the festivities. And then we're heading toward Mardi Gras. So this is coming at a time when this city is just ramped up for partying. The band consists of 1,000 musicians and singers on stage at the same time. I can't imagine that. Fabio is the organizer. He joins us in the studio. Good afternoon, Fabio.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody.
You have a famous name.
Oh, I know. And when I first came here, like many years ago, they thought that my name wasn't actually real. It was like some sort of joke. It wasn't my real name, but Fabio is pretty popular in Italy.
I understand that. But people would make that comparison. But it's cool to have a different name. So, look, Fabio, I know you have been doing a lot of interviews all morning. I have not seen or heard any of them, so I'm just going to talk to you like I would talk to you, and I don't know what you've talked about before. Where did this idea originate?
So it started 10 years ago. I come from Italy, and back in the days, it was 2015, I wanted Foo Fighters, my favorite band, to come to my hometown, which is a very tiny place in the middle of nowhere, to come and perform. They would have never come to such a small place. So together with some friends, we gathered 1,000 musicians to play Learn to Fly, one of their songs, to convince them to come over and give a concert. It took 1 year, and it actually worked, because after this performance, the video of that song went viral on YouTube, and Foo Fighters came over and gave an unforgettable concert, and that's how everything started.
I have actually talked about that event on this show. I mean, I've talked about, well, this is the anniversary of when 1,000 people got together and played Learn to Fly, so I've talked about that before. So the idea of getting 1,000 people, that's one event. You're doing this in more than one city. This is like a tour, right?
Yeah, I mean, at that time we said, okay, after the Foo Fighters thing, we said, okay, we have to go on. We have to move on and do something different. We cannot replicate the same thing in the same way. And listening to 1,000 people performing, we said, hey, we can actually turn this into a gig, into a live concert. And that's basically what we do, what we did. We started giving concerts starting from the same place where I come from, Cesena, it's called in Italy. And what happened is that 1,000 people played 18 songs in a row live, and the show was great. So we said, okay, let's do it in other cities, in other countries. So we moved to Paris and then Spain and then Portugal and Germany and Brazil and Korea. And finally, after 10 years, we finally made it to come to the United States.
So Fabio, talk about the different types of musicians and singers that are in the band. I mean, you've got, do you have a drummer?
Yeah. I mean, now our community is formed by 100,000 musicians coming from different countries, from 160 countries. We have drummers, we have singers, guitar players, bass players, keyboard players, brass, strings, from all over the world. And every time we organize a concert, we recruit 1,000 people. So 250 singers, 250 guitars, 250 drummers, we put them in the same place, in the same stage, which is a football field. We train them in the months prior to the event. We do two full days of rehearsals, and on day three, they're ready to perform.
So you don't have 1,000 people in tour buses going across the country, which would be like a long train of tour buses. You hire people in the local area?
Yeah.
For each event?
Yeah, we basically decide the composition of the band. So we say, okay, we come to the United States. We want that 85% of musicians are local musicians or American musicians, and the rest can come from all over the world. So here in New Orleans, we're going to have many American musicians. We're still looking for them. And like 15-20% are from Italy, Brazil, Spain, Japan, from all over the world.
So how does somebody locally who's listening, who might be interested in trying out, how would they try out for the band?
It's very easy. They have to sign up to our website, rockin1000.com.
So rockin, and that's not with a G, not rocking. It's like rockin, R-O-C-K-I-N.
Exactly.
Do you have to put the little apostrophe on the end?
No, not in the address.
Okay.
Not in the address. And then 1000.com. They have to send us a link to a video so that we can understand whether they're good enough to play or not. So they audition this way. And once they pass this audition, they're officially part of the band, and they can subscribe to any concert we organize around the world. Obviously, there is a limit. So once we find 1,000 musicians, the other ones enter a waiting list, and they have to wait for others to unsubscribe to attend the show.
So somebody here, if they don't get in here, they could try to become part of the band somewhere else.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And about how many people are you looking for locally here in New Orleans to join the band?
We are looking for roughly 700 musicians locally.
Okay.
So guitars, bass, drums, singers, brass, and keyboards.
Okay.
And there is still some place left, but they have to hurry because, you know, the places run out fast.
Yeah. Do they have to have a certain look? Do they have to look cool?
No. We don't really care about that. We like to have kids, retired people. We love musicians from all walks of life,
okay.
Amateur, professional, boys, girls, whatever. I mean, for us, the beauty of the project, I think, is that we don't really care about where they come from, what they do, what they like, their political, sexual, or religious orientation. For us, we all speak music.
Can you talk for a moment about the songs you're going to play? Do you know what songs you're going to play for the New Orleans show?
Yeah, we decided to create a set list to honor the music, the rock music that came out of the United States.
Okay.
And in some way had an were influenced by the music of New Orleans. We cannot really play jazz music because,
of course,
with 1,000 people, it gets tricky, you know?
Yes, I get that.
But we're going to play, I don't know, Mark Ronson. We're going to play, Nirvana, Foo Fighters, Metallica, Green Day. You know, all those songs that made the history of rock music.
Yeah. Well, there were some that went back a little bit before that were part of rock music. And you say, this we said 18 songs?
Yeah, it's going to be 18 songs. We still haven't picked them, picked all of them because we're still studying, and we would like to ask our community and our musicians which songs they want actually play here at the show.
Okay. You know, I would just, you know, I'm just naturally going to throw out a name. The band Better Than Ezra, they did some songs that I'm sure would know, the song Good and Desperately Wanting, and they did some really good rock songs. They were a band that was very popular in the 90s, and they're from Baton Rouge, but most of their life was based in New Orleans, and you know, some of their songs might be good too, so I would recommend that.
Okay.
But I think this is just a fascinating project, and you say you go through several days of rehearsals?
Yeah, musicians sign up. We manage everybody with an app that contains all the information that they need about how to participate. So logistic information and blah, blah, blah. But there's also the music sheets and video tutorials so that they prepare from home. We track their activity in the app. So we basically know if they're studying or not. And if they're not studying, we start sending them email saying, hey, there's the show in a month, please study, so that everybody is ready for the live rehearsals that happen 2 days before the show. So we do 2 full days of rehearsals, and on day 3, everybody's ready.
I mean, I can't imagine this, but obviously it's been done, and you know how to do this. But, you know, like out of 1,000 people, I mean, would you like, hey, the third guitar player, 14 rows back, I think you missed a note back there. You're gonna call somebody out if they miss a note?
No, not really. I mean, with 1,000 people, you don't really get if someone makes mistakes, you know?
Oh, maybe I could be in the band then.
Yeah, that's. I mean, even if you're not a professional, if you are not really precise, nobody notices.
I could learn some chords between now and January.
Yeah. And so everybody's relaxed and enjoying the time, and the outcome besides this is incredible. It sounds like a miracle.
Well, I would think so. So they're going to be on the floor of the Caesar Superdome.
Yeah.
But is there a stage?
The stage is the football field.
The stage is, so there's no raised stage.
At the center, there is a raised stage for the singers.
Okay.
Basically the stage is the football field.
So tell us about the organization of the band. Where are the keyboard players? Where are the guitar players? Are they all mixed together, or is there a section for keyboard players?
There are different sections because we cannot mix people. All musicians of the same kind have to stay in the same sector, so we can properly amplify them and balance all the sound. So at the center, we have the singers. Then going outwards, there are like bass players, and then drums, and then guitars.
Okay, so they all plug into the same outlet that goes to the same amplifier?
So every guitar player and every bass player has to bring his own amp. We basically mic with panoramic mics everybody so we can get the sound of the band. And some more reliable musicians are directly mic'd. And so the work is all about balancing from the ensemble and from single musicians.
Can you stay with us for a few more minutes? Can you stay a few more minutes?
Of course.
Okay, all right. We're going to continue with Fabio. Let's take a break here. I don't know what we go to break with. I mean, I didn't know what he was going to be talking about.
Of course.
Cool.
Learn to fly.
Awesome, yeah. So this is something I've actually talked about on the show. There was a time when this guy in Italy got together with like 1,000 friends and friends of friends, and they all played Learn to Fly. That gave him the idea for Rockin' 1000. It's coming to New Orleans in January. 1,000 people. They're looking for about 700 musicians from this New Orleans area, the New Orleans area, the Gulf South, from this listening area. They're looking for 700 musicians to be part of this. And we'll talk about whether or not you get paid or you do it for the glamour and the groupies, because there are going to be a lot of groupies there. I mean, a band of 1,000 people, there's got to be a lot of groupies. So we'll talk about all of that when we come back. I'm Scoot.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On WWL. All right, here's a local band that had several big hits. This is Better Than Ezra. And, you know, if you were looking for any local music to try to use in your Rockin' 1000 concert, this might be something to consider. But it can't be easy to just do any song. I mean, look, this was a major national hit nationwide during that alternative era of the 90s, and Better Than Ezra, basically from New Orleans. They were pretty big. But how do you select a song for this 1,000-member band to perform?
Well, we take into consideration many different aspects. There is a technical aspect, obviously, because... You know, we tend to avoid songs that have odd times or requires very tight and technical, complicated parts. You
understand.
Know, when
yeah.
it comes to 350 guitars, you yeah. cannot really like play every leak. You know.
Yeah, and not all of these people are going to be Slash.
No, they're not. And most of all, they have to play the same thing. You know.
Well, yeah, yeah.
So and as for the drummers, for example, the feels are a mess, if you can imagine, because yeah. everybody makes a feel in different way. So we try to do everything at the same time without leaving too much space for each musicians to do what they want, because otherwise it would be a complete chaos. So that's one aspect. The other aspect is probably bound to the singing part, because under my point of view, not all the singing parts can be replicated in a good way by a choir, because when the personality of the singer is very, very strong, when it comes to, and you have to make it with a choir, it sometimes it can get a little bit cheesy, you know, not really
yeah.
rock music. So, but this doesn't mean we cannot do something complicated. So we played Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, or we played songs by Beach Boys. So even complicated songs to be performed yeah. by 1,000 people.
Well, Bohemian Rhapsody is very complicated.
Yeah, I mean Queen. Not even that when they play when Queen play live, that part, the most famous part, they used to use a recording, not live, and we do it live.
January 31st of next year is when this is going to happen. So this is going to be right after the Sugar Bowl, right after the New Year's Day celebration in New Orleans, the fireworks, that is a big deal. This is going to lead us toward Mardi Gras. So this is a really great time in New Orleans. The weather tends to be a little cooler then. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to a guy named Fabio. And years ago, and we've talked about this on the show, on the anniversary of it, he gathered 1,000 friends and friends of friends, and they gathered and they all played at the same time the Foo Fighters' Learn to Fly. And it went viral. And so he got this idea for Rockin' 1,000. It's a band consisting of 1,000 people, and they're on tour. And when they come to each local city, about 85% of the people in that city performing in the band are local. So they're looking for about 700 people to be part of this. And you can go to the website, rockin1000.com. And you'll need to provide a video and some information that makes it seem as if you know what you're doing. Singers, guitarists, bass players, and drummers.
Drums, correct? Brass.
Brass, okay.
And keyboards, too.
And keyboards, okay. So, yeah, you could be possibly part of this. Rockin1000.com. Maybe you or somebody in your family is a musician or a singer. Ian said, our producer, Ian Hoke, said that he just signed up during a break, and we can go to Logo Express and get him a t-shirt that says, I am Ian.
Yeah, just to distinguish me from the other 999 musicians.
Exactly.
I've very much got an everyman vibe.
Yeah,
so I'm
going
to need a t-shirt that says...
But beware, it's not just an experience for the musicians. It's also an experience for those who cannot play and wants to come and see the show. I mean, a band of 1,000 people is something unique. I mean, it's a way to listen to music in a way that you never did before.
Well, I can't imagine it, so therefore I'm interested in seeing it because it's something I can't even imagine in my mind.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the wall of sound created by 1,000 people is so thick. I mean, it cannot be described. It's like a punch in the face.
Are there some cities that do better than other cities in terms of you getting local musicians?
Well, probably. I mean, when we did a concert in Brazil was nuts. Brazilian musicians were really passionate, and also the audience. But I don't know. I always find the same passion all over the world towards rock music. It's something that really unites everybody.
I bet in Brazil there were some naked people in the audience.
Yeah, they were crazy. I mean, we started with.
It's Brazil, for God's sake. I mean, they have to find an excuse to put clothes on.
Yeah. We started with Enter Sandman by Metallica, the stadium. I feared that it would collapse.
Yeah, just thinking about that, 1,000 people playing Enter the Sandman. All right, let's go to Ian. You've got some text messages?
Not text so much, but I am on the website. I'm on the Rockin' 1000 website, and they've got a YouTube channel. Or no, I guess, I don't know how I got here. I Googled Rockin' 1000, I'm on your YouTube channel. And you can see the performance you're talking about. Enter Sandman in Sao Paulo, playing Seven Nation Army. There's Queen, there's Foo Fighters. I was watching during the commercial break, Killing in the Name by Rage, you got 1,000 people just ripping that last chorus to Killing in the Name.
Yeah.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. I watched the Bittersweet Symphony where, you know, the drums come in. Dun, dun, chak, dun, dun, chak, chak. And it looks so cool. These musicians are pigs in mud. They're having a blast. If I don't get to be on stage, I'll live because I'm going to see you in January, bud. This is awesome.
Yeah, we're going to be there. So is there a meet and greet?
Well, the meet and greet is, you know, all musicians bring their own parents, family, and friends. So it's a very, how can I say, it's a very dense atmosphere because the boundaries between the people on stage and the people in the audience is not, it's different. It's not like going to see a rock star that is like a semi-god, unreachable. For us, we're almost the same. And this gives a different taste to the show.
You know, it just again, there's so many aspects of this that are fascinating. Do you provide your own groupies, or will there be groupies there?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
All right. Well, let me ask you this: there cannot be a time toward the end of the show when you introduce the band.
Yeah, I mean, the entrance of the band is like the entrance of the athletes at the Olympic Games, you know?
But you're not going to say, okay, you can't introduce everybody on drums and guitar players, you know, because the bands like to introduce the individual players. You can't possibly do that.
No. This is like a show where everybody we're not looking for protagonists, you know? We're looking for people who want to play together, who want to belong to something bigger than themselves. Yeah. And this probably is another thing that makes this event a kind of special.
You seem like a music, like a rock music purist.
Yeah, I mean, for me, music is it's something that I really feel inside. What we do has a very solid human aspect, And I think that music should be about that.
So what's your background in music?
I'm a guitarist myself. Mm-hmm. I'm not really a good guitarist. I can strum some guitar. But before Rocking 1000, I used to be a marine geologist. So I'm just one of the thousand.
Wait a minute. You used to be a marine geologist?
Yeah. I'm just like all the other musicians from Rocking 1000. Somebody doing something else, having a big passion for music and strumming some guitar.
A marine geologist. So you go out in the Mediterranean?
Yeah. No, in the ocean, in the Antarctica, everywhere for years. Yeah.
What's the most interesting thing you've discovered underwater?
The first thing I discovered underwater is that I feel seasick.
So, whoa, you get seasick?
Yeah. So I spent like 10 years on research vessel throwing up,
It's okay.
Every
fish love it.
Every single day.
It's disgusting, I know, but the fish love it.
Yeah. But my work was analyzing data and numbers.
Well, that sounds a little boring. No wonder you went into rock.
Yeah.
But no, just being a marine geologist is pretty fascinating. I mean, there's some like old rocks down there, right?
Yeah. I mean, I passed from rocks to rock, probably.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Rocks to rock. I get that.
And yeah. But I spent some time in Antarctica. That was like a pretty harsh experience. After that, I said, hey, yeah, I need to give it a break. I have to do something else. And that's how I started thinking of doing something with music.
Well, you know, it's interesting how your passion for music just invented something entirely new. And that should make you feel great.
Well, in the beginning, it was a joke. It was a stunt among friends. Yeah. You know, when, hey, let's invite Foo Fighters, let's do something crazy. And then it got serious. And then we got to a point when we could not go back. We have to move forward. And then the video of Learn to Fly went viral globally. And then we said, okay, let's move on. So this has been like our journey for 10 years.
During the break, I mentioned to Fabio that it was on this day, on our calendar, on this day in 2015, that the terrorist attack took place at that venue in Paris. There were other terrorist attacks throughout the city that day, and the band Eagles of Death Metal were performing Kiss the Devil when the terrorist attack took place. 89 audience members were killed. The band escaped. You said you were with Dave Grohl when this happened.
Yeah, I was with Dave Grohl because in those days they were in Italy. And I remember that day like it was yesterday. We were in shock. I mean, didn't talk for 1 hour.
Yeah, you don't expect that. You go to a concert and the idea of a terrorist attack happening at a concert is so foreign to our reality that you would never expect that.
Yeah, it's something that cannot really be explained. I mean, they really did something so bad during a time when everybody come together to enjoy something together, something that unites people at a level that probably does not exist elsewhere. Yeah. So probably that's the worst thing that could happen in a concert.
You know, so you're a guy from Italy. You're a nice-looking guy. You're not as big as the other Fabio. Have you ever told people that you're the real Fabio, but you just trimmed down a little?
No. No, but that Fabio is not so popular in Italy.
Really?
Yeah, they don't know him.
It's kind of like some people are more popular in Europe than they are here in America.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, when I spent some time in college here in the United States in the 90s. So, and when I used to say that my name is Fabio, people thought, hey, are you joking? I mean, Fabio is not a name that exists. It's like Batman, you know? No, it's like actually my name.
But like you said, it's popular in Italy.
Yeah. Okay. It's very common.
Yeah. All right. Fabio, I want to wish you the best of luck. I'm going to be there. We're going to be there. And so, in fact, we'll be talking about it between now and then. If you want to stay in touch with us, if you want to do a push for musicians, if you need more people to be part of it, they're looking for 700 people locally to be part of this Rockin' 1000 band performing on the floor of the Caesars Superdome January 31st, next year, 2026. This is going to be one hell of an experience, and we'll stay in touch. We'll talk about it again, and we'll see you that night.
Yeah, so come play with us. Come see us. I mean, we want to pack up the stadium because the audience is a part of the game.
Yeah. Fabio, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
You enjoy being in New Orleans?
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Favorite thing to eat?
I tried the ribs, and I love them.
The ribs?
Yeah.
You come to New Orleans to eat ribs?
Yeah, but I still have to study a little bit what you eat out here because I just came here yesterday.
Okay. Well, I understand.
Do you have suggestions?
Gumbo is delicious.
Gumbo,
it's,
right.
It's a soup. As a marine geologist, you'll see a lot of things familiar to you in the gumbo. So, seafood's my favorite. But, you know, even when we do things like ribs, we do them very well.
Get that man some char-grilled oysters.
Char-grilled oysters, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't look like you worry about weight or anything, so char-grilled oysters would be great for it. There might be a little butter in there, but anyway, they are delicious. Char-grilled oysters. Kelly Schultz can help out with that. She's showing you around, and if anybody knows New Orleans, she knows New Orleans. All right, we got to get to a break here. Thank you so much for being with us, Fabio.
Thank you very much.
All right. I'm Scoot, and we're going to come back with more. This, I don't know, might be one of the songs that Rockin' 1000 performs, but this is the type of stuff they perform. And we're talking about 1,000 musicians performing at once. It's going to be amazing. January 31st, 2026. I'm going to be there. We'll be right back on WWL.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.